Monday, February 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, I would not take too much solace in the idea that China cannot source all the soybeans that it needs from outside the United States. Top U.S. soybean purchases are all at the top end of the list of trading partners that Trump wants to rework our relationship with. This is great news for South American soy producers who will be challenged with meeting China's soy needs if trade and geopolitical relations with China deteriorate. For some reason, Trump sees China as the greatest threat to U.S. interest, willing to align with Russia to confront China. It was okay for him to Russia to take Ukraine, but not for China to claim reefs in the South China Sea. We have not seen trade and geopolitics connected since Jimmy Carter. Trump looks poised to repeat that mistake. As Mexico is our third largest soybean purchaser, the odds of escaping some disruption in the U.S. soybean market sometime this year looks low. The Brazilian ag minister reportedly is beating with Mexican ag interest over soybeans and meat. Mexico will be looking for alternative suppliers. Donald Trump made many campaign threats against China, has been aggressive in filling his promises. He's also been alienating the European Union, which is also a good soybean buyer. His new allies, the UK and Russia, are not big soybean buyers. South America has significant potential to boost production, but it has been limited primarily by slow, inadequate infrastructure investment. Brazil is reportedly dropping the law that limited foreign ownership of farmland there so that investment can again flow into the country. Part of Trump pushing back on China will push them to align with South America. That could upend the advantage that the U.S. now has over South America in cost of transportation from farm to market. What Trump appears to be poised to do geopolitically is strategically very bad for the U.S. ag sector. America first will hurt ag. Farmers started selling soybeans too early last year, and soybean prices were more tolerable to accept than corn prices for farmers psychologically, so they sold soybeans for cash flow. So now they have most of their soybeans sold while owning bins full of corn. Spot corn futures are near the high end of the trading range, but basis, while up and down, is back up again as the cash price is little improved. The elevator system is jammed as outside piles are picked up. Farmers don't want to give up ownership of corn, but cash flow pressure is building. Warmer weather is also in the future, and many farmers want to move corn before spring. Funds are long corn, so both funds and farmers want the corn market to go up. Funds and farmers will also want to make sales on a rally. I'm trying to figure out who will help them out. While farmers own fewer soybeans, February is our August, when the soybean crop is mostly made in South America. Weather there is quite favorable. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The early soybean harvest is ahead of average with very good yields in the Mato Grosso. That allows second crop corn to go in early, getting a good start. Soybean production estimates are climbing, so a record Brazilian crop looks possible. If we follow that with record acreage here and weather models favoring a neutral Enzo or El Nino for the U.S. growing season would appear to create downside risk. After selling too early last year, farmers won't make that mistake again, which may well be their next mistake. The Chinese are back from their holiday. That puts a bid under the soybean market again. The soybean market will have to take out last week's highs to suggest that the swing low is in place. Better cycle low timing is due in a couple of weeks. The weather is pretty good in South America, and the longer soybean prices stay up relative to corn here, the more acres will be planted in the United States to follow the record South American crop. At some point, there will be huge supply, and Trump will call China when fatigued late some afternoon like he did Australia, and our soybean market will be at risk. Corn has been drafting behind soybeans as funds buy and farmers hold. Strength in corn would bring out selling interest. The Wall Street Journal noted that Chipotle is still struggling, so there is some good news out there. Chipotle is dependent on Mexico for avocados and tomatoes, and they fear a 20% tariff on Mexican imports to pay for the wall would negatively impact Chipotle's bottom line. Chipotle was getting their beef from Australia and pork from the UK. Did they source any of their food from the US? It is rather amazing how Chipotle has so much more faith in foreign food production systems than ours. That means that only Chipotle customers would be paying for the wall, which means that I could easily avoid contributing to the cost. Chipotle shares are down 40% since 2015 when the public found out how flawed their supply chain was. Congratulations to the New England Patriots. The beef industry is hoping they'll all go out for a celebratory steak. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.